You know what, it's always an exciting time getting back and getting into it. But I think it's just that much more enthusiasm, the fact that a lot of us are new here and learning the new system and all of that good stuff. So it's very important. I think it's very, very exciting at the same time.
Unify all you guys and that you're all kind of learning this together?
Absolutely. We're going through the same bumps and bruises, if you will, mistakes and all that good stuff together. So it's very important for everybody to be here, which we were. And it's very important for everybody to, learn through these mistakes we're going to make so that we can be a better defense, offense, and special teams unit in the end.
I know it's really early, only 3 days, but you feel good about where you're at, learning-wise?
Oh, yeah. Feel great. I feel great about it. I feel great about the prospects of going forward and, learning this defense and with my new teammates and seeing what we can do.
After so many years in one place, learning it here, is it kind of energizing? Or what's the mood on that?
For me personally, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Because, where I was for that many years, I would be excited to get the season started. Now I'm excited to get the season started, but I have to learn my stuff first. Mm-hmm. So to learn a new package and, how they're, planning on using me, whatever, is very exciting for me.
People wonder about the front seven on the defensive side. What are you seeing? The question, about who and how much talent and that sort of thing. That's what fans, I think, wonder about the Broncos.
You know what? We'll see. We'll see. I'm very confident in those guys. I'm very, very confident in, the people that Josh and, his people are bringing in. I'm very confident in that fact. So I believe that we're going to do what we need to do, and that's taking one game at a time. And they're going to do what they need to do to get pressure, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do in the back end. I'm covering people.
Looks like Josh spends most of his time with the offense, but is his enthusiasm contagious? Does the defense feel it too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a competition. He's doing what he needs to do on the offensive side of the ball, but at the same time, if he sees something that's not going right on the defense, he's going to let, Mike coach, but at the same time, he's going to let us know what's not right, and we need to change those things. So I definitely appreciate that fact from him.
Pretty hands-on head coach, would you say?
Yeah, he's pretty hands-on. Not like I said, but he allows the coaches to do their job. But like I said, if he sees something that needs to be said, that he's going to say it.
How does this system fit your strengths?
We'll see. I mean, it's about learning your job, doing what you're supposed to do. If I have a gap, you take care of that gap. If I have a responsibility, I take care of my responsibility. That hasn't changed. We're going to be aggressive at times. We're going to lay back at times. So the most important thing for all of us is to learn what we're supposed to do. And from there, we'll be, I think we'll be fine.
Any of your teammates surprise you with their athleticism? I know it's only a short weekend. You get to see it a lot, but you want to impress you?
Impress me?
Wesley?
I mean, to be able to be standing next to Champ, seeing him do his thing. I mean, I've always been able to watch him, but to not line up on the same side of the ball with him and, to watch him do his thing over there is an exciting thing for me.
You guys are scary. You guys are scary over there.
Are we? I hope that's a good thing.
Are you still an every down guy? Leicester and Philly, you weren't all the time. Do you see yourself still as an every down guy?
I wasn't.
Weren't there times you came out and passing such never?
No.
Those papers misled me.
Yeah, they very much did.
Were you?
Yeah. I was in it the whole time. And that comes with when you get up in age, that comes with people. That's what they want to see. That's, those are the things that, their opinions. I'm going to do what this team asked me to do. And whatever that is, if that's playing four downs, I'm going to play four downs. I believe I can do that. If they ask me to do something different, I'm going to do that. So whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm here for.
Any bittersweet moments in this transition with all the drama? Any moments of, or once you make that contract and make that decision to come here, I'm a Bronco now.
I mean, obviously I'm going to go through my emotions a little bit because I've been there for so long, but I'm a Bronco now. The orange is getting more and more appealing to me as I come in to work every day, work with the guys and get to know my teammates, get to know my coaches, and it's getting more and more appealing to me. And as you cut me now, I don't know, it'd be a little green and orange mixed together.
I was going to say, the big part of that transition is getting out here and getting with the guys and getting out on the field.
That's huge. That's why I'm out here. That's why we're all out here. It was very important for me to get out here, to be with my teammates, to practice with them, to run with them, and to go through these grueling workouts that we have together.
Ryan, do you think you would have signed here if you knew Jay Cutler wasn't going to be on the roster in the fall?
It was about what Josh showed me, sold me. That was my main reason for coming here. I played against the things that they've done with the Patriots for years, and I've totally respected his ability and their ability to make changes to the chess match that they do. I was very impressed with that. So when he told me that this wasn't a rebuilding thing, this was a win now situation, I believed in that. So whomever is going to be our quarterback, we're going to rally behind that person, and we're going to move forward. It's that's who we are now, the Broncos, and there's a quarterback battle going on.
Brian, what did it mean to you to win the Wizard White?
It's a huge, huge honor. Very humbling. Very humbling thing. I know a lot of the guys that have won it, and I know how some of those individuals meant to me as far as what I do. And so it's a great blessing for me to be able to go out and do what I do. And I do those things because I love to do them. I give because, you know, it's something that is in me to hopefully make brighten somebody's day or brighten somebody's life by just something that the Lord leads me to do when I do it.
Is that something you want to continue here or establish here?
Absolutely. I definitely look for things and pray about things to do here in Denver.
How tough is that to do when you're coming to a new team, learning a new system and all of that?
It's not tough. It's not tough. It's about sacrifice. It's about wanting to. Bottom line in that is just about wanting to. It's either you want to or you don't. And I definitely want to.